Should the police wear body cameras? In August 2014, police shot unarmed teenager Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri. It's unclear exactly what happened, but the shooting led to protests and civil unrest. So, what can be done to prevent this kind of thing from happening again? Many feel that body cameras could help.
In places where body cameras, also known as body cams, are used, the results have been positive. In New Carrollton, Maryland, police have seen a change in the behavior of both civilians and officers. People tend to behave better when they know they're on video, said New Carrollton Police Chief David Rice. We're not getting as much combativeness from people. In that respect, it has worked very well, he said.
In Bell County, Texas, police are finding that the number of domestic violent cases that are dismissed has dropped after equipping 300 of their officers with body cams. With the evidence provided by body cams, it's harder for the aggressor to deny that the violence took place.
In Rialto, a small city outside of Los Angeles, the introduction of body cams in 2012 has led to an 88% reduction in complaints against officers and a 60% decline in officers' use of force. When you know you're being watched, you act differently. That's just human nature, a police spokesperson said.
Of course, not everyone thinks it's such a good idea. A lot of states in the U.S. have laws against filming people without their permission, except in certain circumstances. Lawmakers are currently deciding whether body cams on police officers should count as an exception to those rules.
Another issue is data storage. If every police officer in a city wears a camera, there will be a lot of video footage recorded every day that will need to be stored and processed. Most police departments don't have the capacity to go through all the videos and then store them. Then there's the question of who should be able to delete footage. Civil rights activists argue that if the police have this right, they might abuse the power to protect themselves when something bad does happen.
Meanwhile, Michael Brown's family have stated publicly that they want all police officers to wear body cams. And they're convinced that body cam video evidence would have helped them indict the police officer who shot their son.